It's Chris Horn of TechSideline.com and TheSaber.com. Welcome, Chris.
Thanks, Mike. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you and your family. Now, this is your first Christmas as a wedded guy. I know you are a graduate of my daughter's alma mater, Lloyd Bird. Is your wife local as well?
No, she's actually from New York. So, we will be staying local, though, for Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay, well, good. And, best wishes to her. I know that's tough to be away from family, but I'm sure she'll make it up somehow. And Christmas and all that stuff, you guys will be on the road, I bet.
That's exactly right.
Hey, there's no rest for the weary. We asked Frank Beamer what he's doing on Thanksgiving, and he said, I'm practicing. What am I supposed to do? They are doing a dinner for the kids and the coaches and their family. The midday meal, the students are out and the dining hall's closed, so they're providing food anyway, so they're going to do Thanksgiving. But, hey, it's a working weekend, and they got a bunch of visitors coming in. And just this afternoon, you had a great update on the site. Tell us a little bit about who's coming in. In our conversation early, they got one young man. This could be the final visit, so we could be getting a decision soon.
Yeah, actually, coming in, I guess we have Gerald McCoy, the five-star recruit, I guess, out of Oklahoma. He's a defensive tackle, 6'4", 285 pounds. He's actually making his third official visit. He's been to Notre Dame and USC, as in Southern California already. From what I understand, he had a great time at each of those places. And besides Virginia Tech, he's going to Miami in December. And I think about one more visit for his fifth spot. I think I believe he's thinking about LSU, Tennessee. I think Nebraska may be still hanging around there. I think he's been to Oklahoma a right many times unofficially, so I think he may think he already kind of knows about enough about Oklahoma, and I certainly wouldn't count them out yet. But this is definitely Virginia Tech's shot. I think with a recruit kind of so far away, it's kind of tough to label Virginia Tech as a favorite or anything like that, but they certainly have a chance to impress him this weekend. And I believe he had an initial interest in Virginia Tech and in the program and wants to take a visit out there, but this will be his first time, I believe, visiting Virginia Tech.
Well, that is a long way from home and out of their normal range, although, a little trivia question, they did have recently a player from Oklahoma on their roster. I think his name was Andrew Fleck. He's not there anymore. He left to play 1AA somewhere. Was kind of down on the depth chart, so like several kids have done over the recent years. I think he wasn't Sam Houston State. That was Michael Malone. But he went to one of those schools out in that part of the country, a 1AA school, so he could get one good year playing in. So Oklahoma's not normal, but it's not out of the question either. They could get a kid from Oklahoma.
That's right. Anytime a kid takes an official visit, there's still typically a chance. Maybe once in a while you'll see a kid take an official visit and not really be too interested in the school, like in terms of just maybe already knowing where he's going to go. But anytime you get an official visit, you have that chance to really blow him away, and that could just be the place for him. So we'll definitely know more, I think, after this weekend with Gerald. But anytime you can get a five-star recruit on campus, that's always a good sign, I think, to kind of shows a lot about your program, especially in terms of an out-of-state five-star recruit.
And I'll say this, one thing Virginia Tech has done real well is recognizing where it has a serious chance. Not sure what the actual number is. You get a limited number. You can't just go out and bring in 7,000 guys a year and hope you get 25 of them.
Right.
You have a limited number of visits you can spend. And last year, I know in particular, Frank Beamer made a point of this on signing day, but their percentage is usually pretty good. They don't mess around. So this kid's coming in officially. And remember, officially means the school picks up the tab.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, from Oklahoma City, it's not like driving from Highland Springs. You're not just going to run over for a game. But they're picking up the tab, so they must think they at least got a decent shot. But there's more guys coming. Who are they?
That's right. And Jason Adjapong, I spoke with his mother last night, and she thinks he's trying to come down, and it looks like it's probably going to happen. And he's a 6'3", 245-pound defensive end out of Carteret, New Jersey, and typical kind of Virginia Tech defensive end, athletic. 6'3", 245 pounds, and runs about a 4.7 40, I believe. So he's coming in. I think he's taken an official visit to Michigan before. Rutgers is actually a school to look out for, too. I know early in the process Jason told me that he was really impressed with Rutgers, and he had a real sense of being proud of his home state. And I think especially Rutgers with the season that they had, that certainly couldn't have hurt their standing. But Virginia Tech is a school that I know he took an unofficial visit to in June and had a great time. Really felt comfortable at Virginia Tech. And we'll see if he's ready to make a decision anytime soon. I'm not sure if that will happen, but so we'll just have to see. And then Actually, the final official visitor, I believe, is Daryl Robertson, who's a commitment out of Liberty Bedford. And Daryl's just a fantastic kid and certainly a recruit you definitely want on campus, I think, with a lot of different kids around him because he's really outgoing and certainly is very friendly and a great player as well, a defensive tackle and a very, very solid get for Virginia Tech. Douglas McNeil, who was a 6'4", I believe about 190-pound wide receiver out of Owings Mills, Maryland, was actually scheduled to take an official visit. I believe he may delay that until possibly December, but basically Virginia Tech is the clear front runner for him. He has an offer from Virginia, but he did not actually go to the Virginia Tech Virginia game as he was thinking about doing, but he didn't make that. But if he does commit to Virginia Tech, which is pretty much I think the expected decision right now, he's already talking about enrolling in January of 2007, so he could either go towards the 2006 or 2007 class. He went to Virginia Tech this summer for the senior camp, and I think really obviously showed the staff some stuff and showed what he can do to be able to earn an offer from Virginia Tech, and really liked Virginia Tech when he went on his visit. So Virginia Tech's pretty much the clear leader, and it would be pretty shocking if he didn't end up at Virginia Tech at some point.
Hey, what if this Adjapong ends up signing there? I'm going to have to create what one of those things are called where you get a one-button touch. Because I can guarantee you, that's one name I will never spell correctly. Adjepong. I'll get that down. I'll learn how to spell it, and then I'll go somewhere else. Maybe I should, for the Tech fans' sake, not learn how to spell it. One thing real interesting in your update on him, Chris, is he mentioned that his wide receiver D-backs coach on the team is a Tech alum, and so he's gotten some information. Do you happen to know who that is?
You know what? Actually, I think Jason may have told me earlier on, but I don't think I've asked him. I can't recall off the top of my head which alum it was, but certainly it has helped Virginia Tech, I think, in kind of helping Jason. Like you mentioned, he kind of told him a little bit about Virginia Tech, so I think he knew a little bit about it heading down, and he liked the sound of it before he even took a visit there. He thought it was a place that he could probably would like a lot and would enjoy, and that turned out to be true when he took a visit down there in June.
Now, another thing you had in your update today, which I always find interesting, some of Tech's top targets, including Jarrell Miller, the linebacker from Highland Springs, Brandon Spikes, another linebacker, and the big-time wide receiver Vidal Hazelton, who is now at Hargrave, they're going somewhere else. Miller and Spikes are going to be in Florida, where Florida State will be visiting. And then Virginia versus Miami, Vidal Hazelton will take that one in.
Yeah, that's right.
Key visits for those guys.
His, I believe it's his third official visit. He's been to Virginia, and he's been to Tennessee as well. And that's right, it is his third. And so he is going to take an official visit to Virginia Tech and then UNC the week of December, December 9th and 10th. He's going to UNC, I believe, on the 9th and the 10th, but he's going to Virginia Tech on a midweek visit. At least that's what he had scheduled the last time I talked to him. I still think Virginia Tech's in the driver's seat for Jarrell, but he's still looking around. I think he's still a little bit open. I do think he'll end up with Virginia Tech, but I wouldn't call him a lock for Virginia Tech, I guess, at this point. But I do think Tech has good reason to feel good about him in terms of their recruitment of him. And I think he has a great relationship with the coaches, as I've mentioned before. But Florida is a school that has recruited well this year. And they're going to have a lot of visitors, and you mentioned not only Jarrell, but Brandon Spikes. And I think Florida probably is more concerned of Virginia Tech with Spikes than they are Miller, at least at this point, just because Brandon, when I had a chance to talk to him this summer, I know he took a couple of unofficial visits to Florida and had a really good time at both of them. And Virginia Tech was a school that he was listing, and then kind of realized how close it was to home, and it started looking, and obviously he liked the program a lot and the defense that Virginia Tech runs. Had a great official visit, and Virginia Tech really put themselves in good position after that visit. Brandon has since had a great official visit to Alabama. Now, I understand he really had a great time in Alabama and really enjoyed it, and Alabama is certainly a team to watch there as well. But Florida will be interesting. It's probably going to be his final official visit. I think he does plan on announcing his decision at the Army All-American game in January. So it'll be a while before he announces a decision, probably, unless he goes ahead and just does it after this visit. But I think you'll see it come down to Alabama, Florida, and Virginia Tech. And I think, Virginia Tech's in decent position, but he had a great time at Alabama and Florida. No doubt with what the atmosphere is going to be like this weekend with the Florida State game will probably impress him as well. And I know he's always talked highly of Urban Meyer, who's done a great job on the recruiting trail this year. So I think we'll know more about where Brandon stands with, where Virginia Tech stands with Brandon probably after this weekend and see where he's probably going to end up.
Vidal Hazelton is the one I find exceptionally interesting of this year's crop of recruits because he's five-star prospect. You know, he's went to USC last weekend where saw one of the more dazzling games. Matt and I were talking about that on the way in. You know, Reggie Bush, 513 total yards, you know, nailed the Heisman coffin shut,
as far as I'm concerned.
You know, he's at Miami the previous weekend. This is a national-level recruit. And everybody says, you know, Tech's got all these young receivers. How can they? But the theory is you start thinking about replacements when they're in their sophomore year. Because he comes in next year, you know, he's probably good enough to not redshirt. But the thinking in general is a kid's probably going to redshirt. And then they're seniors, and, you know, you got Clowney going to be a senior next year, and then all the rest of them, you know, Josh Heimann, Eddie Royal, you know, Morgan Harper, they're not going to be around forever.
Right.
So this is a guy that I know they really, really want. And I'm real, like I say, of all the ones, I usually pick a couple out in all the discussions we have that pique my interest more than others, and he's way high on my list.
It's going to be a battle for Vidal. I think USC was a school that I had mentioned before, that anytime a player takes an official visit to USC, you have to consider USC a contender just because of how they've recruited in the past couple of years, and they've been able to get some top talent off of the East Coast and bring them all the way over to the West Coast. So, and Vidal doesn't seem like location is going to be a big factor with him. Miami is a school that's been talked about a lot in terms of possibly a favorite for him, so he's taking an official visit there this weekend. And that's going to be a pretty big visit. How he likes Miami this weekend, I think, could tell a lot in terms of where he's probably going to end up going. But Virginia Tech's still there. I think he had a great visit, a great official visit to Virginia Tech. Tennessee is also in the mix. But I think I know he does like Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech was a school that he really liked early on. Michael Vick, once again, as that name pops up quite a bit among recruits in terms of giving Virginia Tech exposure initially, anyway, just because of how great a player he was. I think he really drew a lot of attention, and it's really kind of paying off for Virginia Tech. But so it'll be interesting to see where he's going to go. It's kind of a tough call at this point. Florida and Georgia are also in the mix, kind of for the fifth official visit. But Miami might be kind of tough to beat. USC, I'm sure, is always a team you can never count out. But, I'm not counting out Virginia Tech right now. I think Virginia Tech's probably in better shape with Damon McDaniel, honestly, or the kid, the receiver out of Lansdowne, who's an outstanding receiver as well. I really like Damon's game. He's a great all-around receiver. He's not afraid to hit you, and he's a great catcher. He's really stepping up this year as well. Like he's played in a couple games without Percy Harvin and been able to step up and make a lot of plays by himself. So if they were able to get Dame McDaniel with Todd Nolan coming in as well, I'm sure Virginia Tech would be pretty happy. But as you said, Vidal Hazelton is just a five-star recruit and 6'3", 200 pounds, nice size, great speed, and just the type of receiver. Obviously, a lot of colleges are going after. So his recruitment will be interesting to follow. That's for sure, because I know Vidal seems to. He really enjoys, I think, every place that he visits. So we'll see where he ends up going kind of that final day.
Interesting you bring up Michael Vick. Michael Vick will be 106 years old, and he'll still be having an impact on Virginia Tech recruiting, and nobody in Virginia Tech will complain about that.
I think you're right.
We're visiting with Chris Horn right now for our TechSideline.com recruiting report. After our next break, I'll be joined by Voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth, as I get sleazy and try to get help filling out my All-ACC ballot. And then Brandon Parker, the Daily Tar Heel, joins us for my last guest segment. We'll talk about the Tar Heels, Saturday's opponent at Lane Stadium. In our email phone call segment, I want to hear from you. Who's Coach of the Year, Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year? How many Hokies should be first team? I find it interesting that Jimmy Williams, who I think is a fine player, is up for two major, major national awards, the Nagurski and the Thorpe Award. Yet when Tech submitted its Dudley Award nomination this week, for those of you who don't know, the Dudley goes to the Player of the Year in the state of Virginia, one award for Division 1A and 1AA, that's the Dudley, and then the Division 2-3 award. Each school nominates one player and only one. Tech nominated Daryl Tapp, which I think was a fine choice too. But so Jimmy Williams is up for national awards, and Daryl Tapp's up for a big state award. We'll see how that plays out. But Chris Horn is up for my award as Recruiting Reporter of the Year. Chris, we only have a few more minutes to visit here. One of your updates I want to talk about this week I found very interesting. I know after you posted it, somebody went on the message board and said, we don't want to read about kids and their visits to Virginia. And first of all, it's a guy who always complains about us when we read about the other team, too. Like, all he wants to read about is the Hokies. But I think any Tech fan wants to read these updates, and I think that's what makes your coverage so thorough. This is a kid Tech's recruiting. He took his official visit last week, Hutch Eckerson. He was a 6'6", 270-pound offensive lineman from Lumberton, North Carolina, right down 95. And I talked with you some about Virginia Tech's bad game against Miami, but how they probably got the most out of that recruiting visit. And here's a kid who saw Virginia basically get humbled pretty badly, embarrassed in the words of their players, yet he came away with a positive feeling about that. Talk about what you learned from him. And you know, it just blows my mind that a coach can have such, you know, Al Groh does it, Frank Beamer, they all do it. You know, you've got to put on that brave face. You know, if I'm Al Groh after that game, I'm going to bury myself in a projector. I'm going to hide. I'm going to figure something out. And I know Frank Beamer feels that way after they lose. He felt that way after the Miami game. Yet you got recruits there. You got to move forward, and they managed to do it pretty well. Talk about what you learned from Hutch Eckerson.
Well, Hutch, he was pretty. He did sound a little bit surprised, I guess I would say, by the outcome. I think he thought it would be certainly a closer game. And but basically the main thing he was coming across to me was in terms of you know, he's just looking for a program that he feels is going in a positive direction and has a good, you know, base, a good opportunity. So I think the game, I'm sure, did not help Virginia in terms of impressing him, obviously. But and I think it did surprise him, probably took him aback a little bit. But I think he was still pretty complimentary of. I guess, well, first of all, with Hutch, he had such a great relationship with the Virginia coaching staff heading into the visit. That's the coaching staff he's always talked to me about, that he's gotten along with them very well. He feels very comfortable with them. He's taken an unofficial visit to Virginia, and he just feels really good about their coaching staff and really has a good time and enjoyed the players. And he was really looking for the campus and if he got along with the players and things like that. And I think that's one thing that he found out that he really liked a lot was that he did get along with the players. He did he continued his great relationship with the coaches, so that was kind of a given. But and I think what probably helped Virginia as well was you know, after the game, as you mentioned, you know, obviously they're feeling differently, but they the coaches went out to dinner, and well, you know, some players were there, including Marcus Hagans and of course the recruits were there. And I think they put on a good face, and kind of he was impressed by the way they handled it, and I think that was something that impressed him. I do think he was a little surprised by the outcome, which probably took him aback a little bit. But in the end, when he looks back, I don't think it's going to make a big decision in terms of or a big factor in just looking back to see who won the game. I think his feeling about how the program is going and his confidence in the coaches and. Will make a big difference. And as he told me, he is looking to win on the next level, but really the main thing he's really looking for is, you know, if he's enjoying going to practice, if he's looking forward to going to practice, if he enjoys hanging out with the players and being with the coaches and he wants to play for that coaching staff, I think he said that, you know, that's the most important thing for him. So I think, you know, a game like that certainly does, you know, I don't think it certainly doesn't help, and it probably, you know, kind of takes some recruits aback, but there are different angles to look at it, and I think most recruits, it seems like this, in talking to them, they don't, you know, even if a team loses, they kind of understand that, you know, you can have your bad games and things like this can happen. So I think just their overall evaluation of the program and what direction they think it's going in ultimately is what really is going to make or break, I think, their decision, assuming that is, you know, a huge factor. So that's kind of what I learned from Hutch, that I do think he was surprised by the outcome, but at the same time, he felt comfortable with the players, he felt comfortable with the coaches, and his relationship with the coaches is really excellent. But at the same time, he's a recruit that's going to take official visits. He's going to take an official visit to Virginia Tech. He's going to take one to South Carolina. He's going to take one to NC State. And as he's told me a couple times, he wants to find the right place for him. So that those schools certainly still have an opportunity. when he takes his official visit there, and you know, we'll just have to see what happens in the end. I know right now he did list Virginia as his favorite. He does feel, you know, I think Virginia has an advantage with the relationship they have with the coaching staff and him, but there's still you know, an opportunity. He could feel like he fits in better maybe at Virginia Tech or South Carolina or NC State. That remains to be seen. So there's still a ways to go with him, but I think Virginia did do as well as they possibly could have given the outcome of the game that weekend.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Chris, and my final thing for you before we let you go and end tonight's TechSideline.com recruiting report. Nothing to do with recruiting, but, you know, young Hutch mentioned he was surprised. There were 63,000-some fans there,
mm-hmm.
a couple hundred players, coaches, 100 or so media. I think everybody in the place was surprised. I mean, I said last week, I thought Tech could go in there and win a tough game. Virginia's good at home. Virginia had two very impressive wins at home. You told me you were going to the game. I mean, were you? I just never thought it would get that out of hand. I didn't think Virginia Tech could do that to Virginia this year. Your thoughts?
Well, I think I thought certainly like everybody that it would be pretty competitive. And but you know, Virginia Tech just did a great job at the, you know, on the line of scrimmage, which is what I thought would ultimately come down to. And especially after, you know, after Virginia scored in the second half to open the second half, and it was 24-7. That was kind of really the turning point. Was I think, you know, that big run by Cedric Humes, and then you know, Virginia Tech really just kind of ran down the field, it seemed like, on that drive. And I think that just basically took all the air out of the sails of Virginia. And I think, you know, they were able to dominate the line on that drive. And that was really Virginia's, you know, kind of chance to step up and make something happen. And after Virginia Tech scored there, it definitely got out of hand after that. But, you know, I think I still think Virginia thought they probably had a pretty good, you know, decent opportunity maybe to, you know, make a comeback and make it interesting. But, you know, unfortunately they couldn't hold them on that second half drive. And it's kind of just one of those things. You know, Virginia Tech played an excellent game. And, you know, Virginia didn't play their best, and that – those kinds of things can happen, and of course you have you know, you throw interceptions, and Virginia Tech kind of a, you know, a typical seems like Virginia Tech game once they get on a roll and they create turnovers and kind of feed off of it, and they certainly capitalized on all their opportunities, and you can't really turn the ball over against Virginia Tech and against anybody really, but Virginia Tech capitalized on the opportunities and kind of went from there. I think a lot of people were surprised and were shocked, but you know, in the end, I think Virginia Tech just played a great game.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate your input as always. Next week, we'll catch up on how these recruiting visits went and check on any more updates and talk about December, which is always a big month in recruiting. Coaches are planning bowls and getting some recruiting done and hosting people, so we'll take care of that next week. But you and yours, happy Thanksgiving, and thanks as always for your time.
Thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well, you and Matt. Thanks
right.
very much.
We appreciate it, man. Chris Horn, the outstanding young recruiting reporter for TechSideline.com.